Yo, what's happening, everybody? Man, it's an absolutely beautiful day here in the city of Atlanta. You know, I thought, once we boarded the plane out of Jacksonville, that it would be absolutely freezing when I got here, but it's a decent day. And I just love the city. Atlanta has a nice little vibe to it. But yeah, listen, today, I don't want to say we're going to get heavy in the conversation, but it might get there. We might go there. We're going to deal with why do men cheat? Now, before I even get into the conversation, ladies, listen. I know you're going to have your ears of critique, because I know women nowadays like to be more voice opinionated when it comes to the things of men more than men. You know, and I can't stand that. Women, you know, if it's a conversation about women, I don't think a man should be more engaged when it comes to the things concerning women. You know, you can't be like a man knows how a man is. You know, now when it comes to your experience with a man, that's a whole different conversation. But the problem I have with that is you can't allow your experience with men or the men you've dated to be the determining factor. Like, this is for all men, like worldwide, universal. No, that's not true. You can't do that. And so I know you're on the edge of your seats and you want to know, my opinion, why do men cheat? Here we go. Let's go. First, I think, when we get into this whole dating space, right? We want to date. We want to get to know an individual. And that's a wonderful thing. And you hope to get engaged and soon to be married. But here's the problem that I have with the beginning stages of dating. The beginning of the stages of dating is kind of made up of going out, getting something to eat, movies, and texting, sexting, keep it real, sex, you got your big old booty, send me a picture. But the truth is, one of the reasons why a lot of relationships, right, they end up where they end, and when I'm getting to the cheating, is because we don't ask the hard questions early on. Questions like, who raised you? But you gotta have skill, because I'm dealing with the men. I can only speak for the men. I don't know why women cheat. I don't have that type of, I'm not a woman, so I can't speak on the woman. But you should ask, was your father there? And you don't have to ask in a way where it feels like it's disrespect, because you can learn a lot about a man based on the people that raised him or how he was raised. Like, if you're like, man, what's your dad? What's your pops like? You know what I mean? Never been married and, like a womanizer. And that was his influence when it comes to growing up as a young man, turning to a man. That was his influence. He's going to gravitate, or he's going to take on some of the characteristics of that person that raised him. And so when you get deep into the relationship, you look at certain traits and try to figure out, like, why is he like this? Then he start doing stuff like, and it's like he's really acting out as the person that actually raised him. So that is absolutely one of the reasons why men cheat. And it's not your fault. Now, let me say this, okay? the examples that I'm giving are not I'm not using these reasons to justify. I'm just giving you some of the reasons on potential why this happened. And one of the reasons is we never take time to talk about those that raised us, right? And that helps build the foundation. And so that gives you, watch this, ladies, that actually gives you the option to say, do I want to deal with this? You know, grew up in a single parent home, that's not too bad. But, you know, that this and that and this and that. But at least you know before you get your heart into it, you got your feelings all tied. And some of y'all still screaming that old soul tie. We won't even get to that stage if you ask these tough questions in the beginning. Well, in the beginning, right? Like who raised you, right? Here's another thing. Another reason why men cheat. They feel, or may feel, undervalued. Okay? Undervalued. And here's the truth. Most times, not all, when a man feels undervalued, I can pretty much trace that to a lack of communication. You got to be careful dealing with a man that doesn't know how to talk. Say that again. You got to be very careful dealing with a man that doesn't know how to talk, because what he's going to do is he's going to feel like, you know, you should just automatically know. Like, this is how he feel. So he will actually use you not being that mind reader, you know, as a means of not valuing his feelings or who he is as a man in a relationship. And so since that's not communicated, and it should be communicated by him, right? He's going to step out, and it's not a sexual thing. I'm gonna get to that, but it's not a sexual thing. He's going to branch out, look out, to feel a void, but it's only going to be filled on one side, right? So whoever this particular person may be, and watch this, it's still his fault, but he's going to use that as an out or an excuse on why he feel like he needed to do that, because there was a void. There was something missing. And there was only something, there was a void, and there was something missing because he wasn't mature enough to communicate that. That's why you need to make sure before you get involved with a man, ladies, that he's an effective communicator. Right? But then in other times you do have women that may undervalue the person that they have. And so on the other end, yes, he's going to step out and find someone that he feel value, right? And here's what's about to kill you. It ain't got nothing to do with how you look. Like, you know, a lot of women spend, and it's a good thing, take care of yourself. You look how you want to look. But you know, when it comes to the inner needs of a man, he doesn't look for outer appearance. Like, his emotions is not, don't get me wrong, sex is a wonderful thing. But like, sex really, I don't care who you are. You know, you can say sex does not keep a man, okay? You can get all the stuff from the sex store, Hey, baby, I'm on my way home. Get ready. Lingerie and all that. That is wonderful, right? That is really a response to something inwardly, not outwardly. And so, you know, you spend a lot of time on your hair and your body parts. And that's a wonderful thing. We like to look at all of that. But when it comes to the things of a man internally, right, none of that stuff really matters. Now, you might be able to drop it like it's hot, but it's going to be temporary, and he's going to go right back to having that feeling like there's something missing. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, and I'm not saying don't focus on that stuff. Some of y'all look real raggedy, and then you're like, oh, why ain't he? You don't want this scuzz. You ain't looking like nothing, you know. So that does matter. But you got to be able to speak to the things that you don't see, right? And again, the foundation is always communication. 9 times out of 10, I can guarantee you that a man cheated because there was some lack of communication. And I'm not blaming the woman. He might have been the person that lacked the communication. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to make sure communication is top priority in any relationship. You got to get to the point where you can talk about absolutely anything, right? Nothing is off the table. You got to turn that person into your best friend. Listen. This is how I feel, you know, this is what's going on, either side. And you got to be able to talk that thing out. That's communication. Here's another potential reason on why men cheat. They were sex addicts before they met you. And what I mean by sex addict, they all over the place. Just that one, sleeping with this one, sleeping with that one. And now, you know, they get with you and you probably feel like, you know, you all they need, you know, and you probably got some good stuff. But when a man is having sex with multiple women, that man turns into or becomes an actual demon that needs deliverance. And no woman should be the deliverance. No woman should be the deliverance to a man's demon. He needs real help. He needs some type of class counselor. He shouldn't be, he's not fit, qualified to be in a exclusive relationship, right? You don't want to be in no, because, you know, it's not that, okay, he gonna get tired of you. He ain't gonna be like, oh no, he's just gonna see something else, be like, oh, I wanna hit that too. And then he gonna see something else, I wanna hit that. If he don't have that out his system, by the time he get to you, like nothing you do, like your pose in the bedroom, your lingerie and all that stuff, you know, that's not going to change. That's not going to stop him from, until he get evaluated, you know, and get real counsel, not spiritual. Oil, laying hands in church. I'm sorry. That ain't gonna do it. You know. And I'm not saying that's not, you know, it could, that stuff don't work. But I think sometimes we over spiritualize a lot of stuff. You know. No, he really need to sit down with an individual to see why he is the way he is. You know. You know, and then so you don't be walking around, ladies, looking at yourself and doing stuff you know you don't do to try to make him feel like you're the best thing walking around. No, you was the best thing then. You know, so don't let no man kill your self-esteem because he can't stop sleeping around. That's not it. It ain't you. It's him, you know. So, like I said, don't try to be the deliverer or the deliverance he need. You can't do it. And you definitely can't do it by way of sex. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I'm going to stop right there because this is what I want y'all to do. You want me to go a little further or maybe want me to speak towards one of your situations, let me know. Hit me up. You can inbox me. Be like, you know, I like what you said, but here's what I went through. And I do a part two. But if I cover it, you know, shout me out. Say I did a good job. But, I really enjoyed this one. Why do men cheat? And, ladies, don't kill me. You know, I know y'all the experts at why everything. You got all, you ain't got the answers. Tired of y'all. All right, so continue to subscribe. Tell people, you know, put me in your stories on Instagram and Facebook. Let people know. You know, I'm going to share it and tell people to subscribe to the podcast. All right. Thank y'all for tuning in. Have a blessed day. Peace out.